For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, ZIP 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, December the 30th, 1998. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bob Boos of Tyler, Texas is the speaker of the evening.
Sounding all right? I better turn my ear and aid down in. Sound like I'm blasting everything out. Well, if we're coming through, it's all right with me. Thank God, thank God. And this is the last time I speak, right?
No, you'll say something tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. Praise God, praise God, praise God. This has really been a good camp, hasn't it?
Yes.
And it's not over yet. And we really appreciate Irma and Glenn for their faithfulness.
Amen.
And praise God. Well, we love you tonight. We want to encourage
Amen.
You. Praise God. To step out and believe God. To believe that God's in you. I think the best thing for you to do is start saying to God every day, God, give me, Ephesians 1:17 through 20, through 21 or 22, God is giving to me the spirit of wisdom.
God is giving to me the spirit of wisdom.
And revelation.
And revelation.
In the knowledge of
in
God.
In the knowledge of God.
The eyes of my understanding.
The eyes of my understanding.
Are being enlightened.
Are being enlightened.
I wasn't expecting you all to say it. I was expecting her to say it. That I might know.
That I might know.
The exceeding greatness of His power.
The exceeding greatness of His power.
To us who believe.
To us who believe.
Is according.
It's according.
To the working.
To the working.
Of His mighty power.
Of His mighty power.
That He wrought in Christ.
That He wrought in Christ.
When He raised Him from the dead.
When He raised Him from the dead.
Now what happened to Him after that? Set Him at His right hand in heaven. Far above all thrones, far above everything.
Amen.
And you're seated on that throne with Jesus.
Yes, amen.
And if you can get this revelation really birthed in you, your whole life's going to change. You quit acting like human and start acting like God. God the Father wants me to look just like Jesus or just like Him. They both look alike.
Amen.
Except the Father's got so much more light. Jesus is the toned down portion of God. Praise God. So you could behold.
If He didn't turn it down, we could never look at Him.
That's right.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Yeah.
But anyway, where was I, Lillian? Oh, sitting on the throne with God. And if you get a revelation of this, you'll change the world. You we're coming into the end time. We're coming into the tribulation and all that. But I tell you, I believe you can plug it up. I believe you can short circuit it. I believe you can give them fits. I believe you can slow it down. There's lots of things that can happen. Now, you read Joel 2, around verse 8 through 14. Well, it's all Joel 2. Job 2. And it talks about the starting. Why don't you read that? You got a decent Bible there, brother? Praise God. Come up here and read it. I want
not
you.
The King James, but it's Spirit-filled life.
Well, that's Spirit-filled, that King James. Praise God, praise God. Start with about 8, verse 8. Come up here and get in under Lillian's mic, David.
Chapter 2 of Job, verse 8. And he took for himself a poster, with which...
You're not, you're in Job, that's Joel.
I'm in Joel? Okay, I'm in Job.
he was having trouble.
I thought he said Job 2.
Joel 2, around verse 8.
Joel,
we're going to make it in just a minute. Just hang on. Anyway, what happened? Now notice he's called him to what God is doing here. This terrible tribulation period is coming upon the earth. And God's calling them to repentance. Go ahead.
They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Though they lunge between the weapon, they are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run on the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. And the sun and moon grow dark. And the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before His army. For His camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes His word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garment.
He's calling us to repentance now.
Amen.
It's for this day right now, this particular thing.
So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. He relents from doing harm.
Go ahead.
Who knows if He will turn and relent?
What did he say?
Who knows if He will turn and relent?
That is not King James, brother.
No, he didn't say it was.
New King James.
I thought you said, oh, New King James. You're kidding. Praise God. Anyways, read again now the last part.
Who knows if He will turn, relent?
He said, I just might turn and change some of my ideas. See? Praise God. Go on, keep going now.
And leave a blessing behind Him.
See, He's going to do something. There's a change when God's people begin to move in the right direction.
Amen.
See, God's people are not going to be defeated and beat down at this end time. There's going to be a group come forth, and you're going to walk in that group. Praise God, I don't know who all's in it. But anyway, if you catch on fire, I believe I wouldn't be denied.
Amen.
I believe I'd fix myself up to where I'd get in that group.
Amen.
And go ahead, read on.
A grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God.
Read verse 17 now.
Let the priest who ministered to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nation should rule over them.
All right, see, now what's coming on now? There's slavery prepared for all mankind. This is what the one world government is. It's bringing you all into slavery. But glory to God, you are on the highest throne in the world.
Amen.
You don't have to put up with this garbage. Oh, we'll go through it all right. And the Bible tells you it's going to be a tough time, but you can smooth some of it out. You can put some dents in that thing. God in you wants to release His power, but He's going to do it when you wake up and do it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They don't have nothing to Jesus. They just stomp on Him and laugh at Him. They're not going to laugh in this day.
Then the Lord will be zealous for His land, pity His people, and the Lord will answer and say to His people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine.
What did He say right in the midst of this terrible hell that's coming on the earth? He said, I'm going to send you a blessing right in the midst of it.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations, but I will remove far from you the northern army. And I will drive them away into a barren and desolate land, with His face toward the eastern sea and His back toward the western sea.
None of us know exactly how this thing's going to end up in the end time. We really don't know. We may have to stomp the Antichrist down. Jesus may come so strong in us that we have to do a big part of it before
Yes.
He comes back.
Yes. Amen.
We don't know how it works. See, I'm not here to set a theory for you. I'm just here just to love you.
Amen. His stretch will come up, his stench will come up, his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things. Fear not, O land.
Where'd you
be
go
glad
to?
And rejoice. Huh?
What verse are you on?
21.
Okay. We'll stop with 23 then.
Okay. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, your beast of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the trees bear its fruit. And the fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad, then, your children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the former rain faithfully, He will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
Now, okay, thank you, David. You notice now, from verse 17 on, throughout the entire chapter, it's nothing but revival. Nothing but revival. So it goes on to say that the vats will overflow with new wine. That's the Holy Ghost coming down in mighty power. Glory to God. A great visitation upon the earth. And so there's lots of scriptures, and there are lots of things for the end time. But I think we ought to just hang loose and just act like we're taken over.
Amen.
And then let God do what He wants to do.
Amen.
Because that's one thing He did, occupy till I come.
Amen.
And the church doesn't have any business of sitting down, worrying about the Antichrist, worrying about the tribulation. Listen, glory to God, the worst they can do is kill you. Jesus said, don't fear anybody but the one that can get you after you die.
That's right, man.
And I'm the one that can handle you after you die. Fear me. So that's where you have to be tonight. If you get killed, glory to God, you got a fast trip to heaven.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Like old Stephen, man, he went to heaven. Paul had to carry all that cross because he killed him. Bless his heart. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
If you haven't read Rick Joyner's book on the final quest, you ought to get it and read it. If you don't believe it after you read it, that's all right, but I believe it enough to read it 14 times. I kind of enjoyed some of the things that he's saying over there. Praise God. Tonight we're going to talk to you on the fire of God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. That's the rivers of God there, honey. Sure wish I could finish that message. La, la, la. All right, listen to this first verse. This is beautiful.
In Luke 12:49, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
Jesus said, I've come to bring fire, man. He's quite an outfit, isn't he? Come to bring fire on the earth. He said, I wish it's already started. Jesus in me is still bringing fire to the earth.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Say it out loud. Wherever I go,
wherever I go,
I bring fire with me.
I bring fire with me.
Now, if you just get a revelation of that verse only tonight, nothing else. If you just get a revelation that everywhere you go, the fire of God goes with you.
Yes, Lord.
There's a scripture, and way off in the end of this message somewhere, honey, talking about the wall of fire. Glory to God. I really like that scripture. I'm going to talk to you about that right now, if I can find this, the wall of fire. Praise God, praise God, praise God. There it is, right there, honey. Zechariah 2:5.
And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within.
The wall of fire around you. Now, let's think of this now.
That wall is put there for protection. That's the fire of God around you for protection.
See, if you could look up here and see Lillian tonight in the spirit, you would see a big glow of fire, just fire, all around her. Any one of you, you would see, in the spirit eye, you would see that wall of fire. You just surrounds you and you walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the Bible talks about that several places. I'm not sure what verse it is. Check Psalms 5 and 12. Get your computer out. Check it. Praise God. Psalms 5 and 12, he says, I will put a wall or a shield of favor around you.
Yes.
And at 5 and 12? Okay. God's there, brother. 5 and 12 of Psalms. God says, I will... Read it, one of you.
Favor.
God bless him with favor. Say it. I have a wall of fire around me.
I have a wall of fire around me.
I have a wall of favor around me.
I have a wall of favor around me.
Now you understand, the wall of fire covers them all, because that's God.
Yes.
And Psalms 8 and 5 said he has crowned you
with glory and honor.
Was that? I'm waiting for you to tell what that crown means.
The crown means to encircle. It can either be a circle on your head, or it can be to encircle you completely around.
Both for offense and defense.
In other words, just like you remember when that boy had no immunity and they put him in a bubble, for his protection? We've got God's bubble of protection all around us. And that one isn't going to play out like that plastic bubble did.
So you have a circle around you of glory. That's the glory of God. And the honor of God. And the favor of God. And the fire of God. See, you are a hot dude.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, tonight after we're through preaching, if Brother Glenn will let me, I plan on imparting this fire anointing on everybody. Is that all right, brother?
Amen. Glory.
And here, the most impartation will come right now while we're preaching.
That's right.
See, the truth. The truth, as we preach, is going to open up your spirit. And you're going to begin to receive this fire anointing. And you already got the fire. All the thing is being stirred up now, see?
Yes,
so Jesus said, I'm coming to send a fire. Well, now that Jesus Christ in me is still sending a fire. Say it out loud. Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
I bring fire.
I bring fire.
This fire will change things.
This fire will change things.
You need to believe in the nature of God.
Yes, that's right.
2 Peter 1:4. You started to read this morning. I don't know if you ever did or not. It said, whereby are given to us exceeding great.
Great and precious promise. That by these we become partakers of His divine nature.
You have the total nature of God in you. His power nature. His miracle nature, His glory nature, His honor nature, His fire nature.
Amen.
The Bible says Jesus is on a throne which is as of fire. And where are you? You're seated together with Christ on the throne. You're beautiful.
Hallelujah.
You're beautiful. That's the reason why you got the fire of God around you. You're the most powerful individual in the world and don't know it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Jesus spoke to Rick Joyner in that revelation he had. He said, the least, I'm not talking about preachers, he said, the least of my children
has power to destroy the enemy.
Yeah. He can stop armies. Stop armies. And move nations. I believe that's the way it went. I know the stop army was in there. That's a lot of power. Jonathan had that kind of power.
But that's for the least of the children of God.
Yeah, Jonathan had that kind of power in the Old Testament. We got something better than he had. He ran the whole army. Now, what I'm saying to you tonight, you have power to pray and repent for the sins of the body of Christ. That's the main sin you have to repent for, is the body of Christ, because we're the ones that control the earth.
Amen.
We're the salt of the earth. We're the kings sent down here. We're the kings of God. Praise God, praise God. It's not a dogma. It's not some religious organization ruling the government. It's the Spirit of God ruling the government.
Yes, I believe.
Working in the heart, just like the Spirit of God rules out here. Got a papa over here to kind of keep things going right, and a mama, but the Spirit of God's in charge here. Are you following me?
Right.
That's the way our country started out. It was governed by God to a large extent. Are you all out there?
Yeah.
Thank God. All right. He said, I come to start a fire, and a witch is already gone. Well, I guarantee you, he got her started.
Amen.
And it's burning now, but it's going to burn so bright that God said that on your own houses, there will be a flame of fire at night and a glory cloud in the daytime.
That's right. Amen.
And he said, on your dwelling places, likewise. And he said, in that glory, there will be a defense.
Yes.
So God's glory and God's fire is going to be so mighty that nobody will touch it. If I interpret that right, that's what it said. Now, I told you, hang loose. You get killed, glory to God, you're going to heaven. You don't have to have a doctrinal, bless God this way it is. You know, even this campus run just kind of hang loose. You let God flow. Are you following me? Praise God, praise God, praise God. All right, John 5:14, honey.
That looks like Jeremiah to me, darling.
It is.
I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them.
Oh, my goodness. La la la. Say it, God's word.
God's word.
In my mouth.
In my mouth.
Or a fire.
In a fire.
Oh, la, 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 la. When you pray, then, your words are fire. And this fire is a consuming fire.
Amen.
That goes before you and wipes out your enemy. Isn't that a mess? Yeah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Look here, honey. Psalms 97:3.
A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Would you like that one?
Yeah.
Get a hold of that. A fire goes before me. Say it.
A fire goes before me.
And burns up.
And burns up.
Anything.
Anything.
It would stand in my way.
That would stand in my way.
Of doing the work of God today.
Of doing the work of God today.
Now you see, God's not going to go out there wiping out a bunch of people. He will do an analysis of the fire thing in the end time, probably quite often. We're really not dealing with God wiping out people. We're dealing with demon spirits that set things up to get us in trouble.
That's right.
I release the fire of God to go before you, everywhere you go,
yes.
Glory to God, that'll set things straight, and you won't get in so many pitfalls. God says a fire goes before him. Well, where is God? He's in me. Well, then you activate God.
Amen.
45:11 of Isaiah. He said, what's his name last night?
Pittman.
Pittman. Brother Pittman. He said, 45:11, Isaiah mentioned it. He said, command ye me concerning my sons. If you read that above there, it says, who do you think you are trying to tell me off? You're nothing but us.
Can the potsherd command command the potter?
You can't tell me off. See, angry and telling God off. You know, he just might as well shut up. You're not going to tell God off. He's the top man.
Yeah.
And he has the final say. But then he said, now concerning the work of my hands.
And my son.
Yeah, he said, you can command me. So God's in me, and he wants to be released. He doesn't want to sit there and be like you. He wants you to be like him. You know, he told Rick Joyner in that book, said, I don't come down to take sides with you. I don't take sides with anybody. He said, I just make everybody come to my side. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
It isn't a question, is God with us? It's a question, are we with him?
Give me a glass of water, honey. That's a chlorine special. It tastes more like well water. Got that on well water? Fill that old city water. They must have shut down on that chlorine. Boy, it was rough the other day when I drank some of it. Praise God. I got my filter out and started filtering that chlorine out. Praise God, praise God. Where were we, honey? Read that again.
Well, darling, this is Psalms.
Oh, we were on Isaiah, honey, 45:11. He said, concerning the work of my hands, command you me. See, God in me doesn't know anything but command. Oh, I don't mean, don't say he doesn't know anything, but I mean that's the way he operates. Faith doesn't know anything but
do it.
And God will work when you begin to release him. And when you say command God, you're not commanding God. You're releasing God to do what he wants to do. When Moses said, heal her now! He just looks at God right now and said, heal her now. Well, you see, actually all Moses was doing what God wanted done. He was dealing with his angry nature and his wrath nature. I've got to kill her. She's rebelled against Moses and against me. Got to put a curse on her. Well, yeah, God does put things on people. Are you all hearing me? And Moses looked at him and says, God, heal her now. Well, God's other nature, his mercy nature, was banging into himself. And so it's God doing it. It's not you. He merely yielded to God. And that's what you're doing when you say, a fire goes before me today and it destroys my enemies. You're releasing God to go before you. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Now, you need to live in a holy state with God. You know, I spend time with God, and I think that's, I could believe, I don't think you can even believe it if you don't spend time with God. I think it's nothing but the letter of the word. Spend some time with God, sweethearts, if you have to do it after you get through watching that crazy television. And then pray for 2 hours. Pretty soon you'll learn to turn that television off and pray earlier.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Gorianda, gorita. Now, personally, I can't watch too much of that television. It's just another demonic thing for me. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Now, if you like television, well, go ahead and like it. That's your problem, not mine. I'm just reporting to you. Praise God. All right, Lillian, what's your next verse?
The next one is Isaiah 31:9. His fire is in you. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the incense, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion and his furnace in Jerusalem.
So these princes, they're going to be afraid of this flag that you're waving, which is the flag of God, see? The anointing is what they're talking about. The princes, the enemy princes, will be afraid of that anointing that you're carrying. Read that from that point on, Ronnie, again.
Whose fire is in Zion.
Now notice, the fire is in Zion. Who's Zion?
Us.
That's us. The fire is in you. Why?
Because he lives in us.
Well, God's in you. Where's the fire?
In you.
In me. Glory to God. This is hot stuff.
And his furnace is in Jerusalem.
Praise God. And his furnace. That's a funny one. The furnace of God is in Jerusalem. And where's Jerusalem? That's us. We're the new Jerusalem. Praise God. The fire is in us. Man, you have the throne of God in you. You have the river of God coming out of you. You have God's total nature. God wants you to act like Him, but don't try to be Him.
Amen. Amen.
You are not God. Don't even make a good tail end of God.
Amen.
All you are is, was it Luke 17 around 10, brother? We looked up a while ago that unfruitful servant. I tell you what, whenever you feel the spirit of pride hitting you, you just quote that. I'm an unfruitful and unprofitable servant. I'm an unprofitable servant. Say it out loud.
I'm an unprofitable servant.
Yeah, you don't have any right to take any glory because only God gets the glory. And you can never begin to think, well, what am I doing? What am I doing? What are you doing, skunk? You're an unprofitable servant. Now, that's the flesh side of you. But there's a glory side of you that says you reign in this life. You're more than a conqueror. You're a king and a priest.
Amen.
Pretty good stuff there, that other side of you.
And the thing
that's
is
that...
God
side. Go ahead.
You said we're not God, but we're supposed to be like God. And what it is, that little baby back there, what are you starting to do already? You're starting to get her to do things, trying to get her eventually do things just like you do, just like Mom and Daddy. Isn't that right?
That's right.
You work at it from the time they're born, getting them to do things like you do. And what do you think God's trying to do with us? He's trying to get us to do things like He does.
That's exactly right. Let's go back to Jeremiah 1:9. It says, I will put my words in your mouth. He said, I will make my words in your mouth fire. Say it out loud with me. God's words.
In my mouth.
Are fire. Now that will do the work of God. Then he goes on and says to him, back before that, he said in Jeremiah 1:9-10, says, thus the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth.
The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth.
Say it out loud. God's words are in my mouth.
God's words are in my mouth.
And the fire of God's in my mouth.
The fire of God is in my mouth.
What else?
See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and to build and to plant.
Now, he was dealing with the Babylonian Empire. He was dealing with Israel. He was doing the work. And that old prophet prophesied them all down, and he prophesied them back up. He never fired a shot. He did it all through prophetic word and prayer.
Amen.
Now, you say, well, that's Jeremiah. Well, same book, Jeremiah 51:20, he said, you're my battle axe.
That's right.
And I want somebody with a decent Bible to get up here. Jeremiah 51:20.
Sorry.
And I want you to read 20, 21, and 22. I want you to get this in your mind now. This is where you are.
It's Jeremiah 51:20, 21, and 22. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations.
Now God said, I'll take you and I'll tear a nation up.
And thee and with thee will I destroy kingdoms.
I'll destroy kingdoms. Not, that does not have to be a doesn't have to be a full nation. It could be a what is it? We're looking for, honey. A certain tribe, tribes. This tribe, that tribe. This nation. Pardon?
I was going to say a state or.
No, ethnic groups, ethnics. It could be this ethnic group. We got authority to pull down this stinking spirit of racial problem. And we need to work on it. Go ahead.
And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider.
See, there's these individual guys. There's some people who's got some hellish programs need to be broken down. The programs need to be broken down. They're direct from hell. And they need to be broken down. Of course, she's talking about family curses, but I'm talking about they're just people out here got visions of destroying the whole, taking over the whole nation. God says, you got power to pull them down. Now I realize we're in the end time. I realize God has some things set up. He knows how things are going to work out. But He knows how things are going to work out on the basis of how you act. That's and He right. said, if you'll act right, He said, who knows? I just might change some of that. Okay, I don't like that kind of preaching. I don't think God ever changes His word. Well, you just don't know the Bible if you say that, because He does change His word. Praise God. He did in Jonah's time when Jonah preached it. God said, go tell them I'm going to destroy them in 40 days. And Jonah preached it and they repented and God didn't do it.
Right.
Made him mad. Poor old Jonah. Of course, that's happened several times. Go ahead, brother.
And with thee I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also I will break in pieces man and woman. And with thee will I break in pieces old and young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid?
In other words, nobody's going to be able to raise up against the plan of God for you and your life. Now, you see, when we're translating from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the spirit of it in the New Testament, it's not necessarily going to go out and wipe people out. But the New Testament, it's the love of God working in a more powerful way. And God just loves people and He doesn't like to whip them or beat them down. But if it's the only thing that's going to save them, He's allowed to beat them down. So we've got to let God be God, okay?
Amen.
All right, let's go on, Mother. Let me see where we're at here. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Did you, yeah, you read that first one there. Hebrews 1:7, let's read that. You don't have to look it up unless you want to.
Who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.
Well, say it. I'm a flame of fire.
I'm a flame of fire.
Man, that's terrific. You see, you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Mm-hmm. And you're a flame of fire. And you got the words in your mouth are a fire. You're on the throne of fire.
Yes, amen.
You might as well get hot. You're a very powerful people, I'm telling you.
I'd say they need to accept the fact that they are hot.
Did you realize that God calls you His torch? I think that's pretty neat, don't you? Zechariah 12:6.
On that day, I will make the leaders of Judah like a firepot in a woodpile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. And they will consume right and left all the surrounding people, but Jerusalem will remain intact in her place. That you put a firepot in a woodpile, that's like putting a space heater right up against a bed or a curtain.
Amen.
And it'll sure turn things around.
In fact, our grandson did that very thing. He moved out of his parents' house, moved into a little shed way out in back there. These teenagers go through some crazy things sometimes. He moved out there and when we left, he left his
electric heater
on. Electric heater on, caught that thing on fire. The little shed really went up. Glory to God.
At least he wasn't in it when it did.
We just didn't have any wieners out there to roast. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, notice though what he says here.
You're a torch among the sheaves.
That I'll make you a fire pot in a wood pile. Wherever you go, you just get in your mind, you're a fire pot. In a wood pile.
And you're going to start things on fire.
Things are going to happen wherever you go. You've got to stay in the Spirit of Jesus. The flesh cannot do this. Now, he says, You're like a flaming torch. Glory to God. Among sheaves. Flaming torch. Burn that thing. Catch that thing on fire. Everywhere you go, you're catching people on fire.
You know, those sheaves have been stacked up there to dry. And they're all just good.
See, you're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. Man, you're a torch. Everybody you get around, you burn them up. The flesh devil. All flesh devils get burned up. Birth in your spirit who God is.
Amen.
And who you are.
Amen.
You're not a dog. You're a king. A son. Your flesh is a jerk. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Say it, I'm a flaming torch.
I'm a flaming torch.
That's good, isn't it? Flaming torch. I love that, don't you? I release that torch ministry tonight in every one of you. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Lillian's going to read you that scripture on the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire here, Matthew 3:11 and 12.
I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
No, she's got the NIV there, too.
His fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Talk to us about that verse, honey.
Well, that when his fan is in his hand, you're dealing with separating the grain from the chaff. And what do you do with the chaff? It's no good. You get rid of it. You set fire to it. But the good stuff, that's what you store. That's what you keep. That's what you're ready, able to use. But he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
The chaff, he's going to burn up.
That's right.
So the fire of God in you is going to burn off all your junk. It's going to burn up all that flesh stuff. I submit to the burning. In Jesus' name. You know, that is a very important thing, that you submit to it so that God could do it. And God's not going to hurt you. You'll get hurt more in the long run by rebelling. Oh, God, I submit to your purging. I pray that quite often. Praise God, praise God, praise God, because I don't want my flesh hanging out. I show you flesh instead of Jesus. I am sinning against you and against God. There's a lot of preachers that are sinning against God. Well, I see a lot of flesh. Are you out there?
Yes. Amen.
Well, you've got now, who's in you?
Jesus.
Whose mind do you have?
The mind of Christ.
Why? Because he's in you. You have the mind of Christ, the Bible says.
Amen.
Well, read Revelation 1:14, honey.
His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire.
What about that, honey?
I don't understand that
white hair stuff.
His head and hair were white like wool. I think that is symbolic, or not only symbolic, but showing us the relationship of God the Father. You remember when you have the idea, the vision of the Father? If you see the hair in the vision, it's white. It's the power, the authority that goes with it. And if this is Jesus and the Father are one. So why shouldn't his hair be white?
I didn't know that was in there. You may be wrong on that, but this verse is there. I didn't know that when you had a revelation of the Father, you saw his hair.
Isn't there some place in the Scripture where it shows the Father with the white hair?
I don't know.
Or is it strictly the fire?
It's all right. Let's go on.
Well.
I didn't realize that may or may not be there.
Yeah, that could have been. Where in the world did I get?
It's all right. Praise God, praise God.
Daniel 7:9.
What does it say? Boy, isn't that a mess?
Thank you, brother.
That's a mess, man. You even got Holy Ghost wheels. Praise God. His hair, white as wool. I don't know, that means many things. And I know this much, if you've got white hair, you're getting close to it. These bald-headed people, they're not going to make it. Praise God, praise God, praise God. No, you're doing all right. Praise God. It's spiritual, isn't it? Sangaloka lakalalapu. Onamalagaliochika. How was his eyes?
Like fire.
Like a flaming fire. Like fire. Blazing fire. Look at this. If you see that in the spirit, you just see two torches.
There you go.
That's exactly how you look to the devil when he looks at you. You ever get to casting out devils and the old devil wouldn't look you in the eye? He can't stand that. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, I got natural eyes, but there are also some Holy Ghost eyes in there. Isn't that wonderful? It's like you have natural hands, but right there with that natural hand is God's hand. Isn't that amazing?
Does that make a fire?
Let's don't talk about that one, goodness. Praise God.
That one we want to stay away from.
Oh, boy. Praise God, praise God. We've already covered the throne of fire just there.
No.
Okay.
There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it.
All right. You think God in you is still God?
Amen.
You got his total nature or not?
Amen.
Well, there's smoke coming out of your nose tonight. Praise God, praise God.
And it's not nicotine smoke either.
Now he said fire is coming out of his mouth.
Amen.
This fire kindled coals. What does that mean?
Well, it means it'll light anything that'll burn.
All right.
Consume anything that.
God in you is that torch, that fire. He's going to go out there and light some other fires. Make fires everywhere you go. Make fires everywhere you go. That's your commission. Go make fires everywhere you go. Turn them to Jesus. Born again. Walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Fire maker. God's smoke coming out of your nose. God's flame and fire coming out of your mouth. God has made you a son. Not a jerk. Not a half-breed. He made you a son.
Amen.
He expects you to release the full nature of God everywhere you go. Isn't this fun?
Amen.
If you're getting tired, we'll quit right now.
No.
I don't like to get tired. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You're not worth too much for me to lay my hands on after a bit if you're tired. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So I want you to get that in your heart, that everywhere you go, you have the responsibility of lighting the fire. Said this torch, fire, flame, coming out of his mouth.
Yes, amen.
It lit other coals. I guarantee you that many of you got your coals lit this week. Praise God. Some of you got a whole stoker of it full to go home with. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Understand, Deuteronomy 9:3, understand therefore this day that the Lord God is he which goeth before you as a consuming fire.
And he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee.
Now you tie that in with what we read over there, that you're my battle axe, and I'll use you to tear down nations and pull down nations and build up nations and tear this and tear that. And you just recognize that, praise God, God in you is still God.
Right.
And God in you wants you to take the bull by the horn and start doing something in this earth and start acting like sons of God instead of just human beings. You are the sons of God. You are the kings in Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings. It's all Him. It's nothing as you. You are just merely a channel through which He wants you to line up with Him. And if you can line up with Him like Jesus did, where He said in John 5:19, honey, the Son can do nothing.
Can do nothing of Himself, but whatever He seeth the Father do, that doeth the Son likewise.
And John 5:30 said, I didn't come down to do my will, but the will of Him that sent me. That's the only thing you can operate in. You cannot operate this in the flesh.
Amen.
You cannot operate this in the spirit of rebellion. This is the reason why God's trying to get these devils out of you. I never do cast out devils without something coming out of me. Praise God, I start yawning and burping and everything else. Praise God, praise God, praise God. There's just certain areas. Oh, I forgot I had a mic here. There's just certain areas that you just yield to and that demons start coming out. In worship and things like that. Man, you go to yawning and carrying on. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. So He's a consuming fire. It goes before me. I get that in your spirit. I release the consuming fires of God to go before me this night.
I release the consuming fires of God to go before me this night
and make the path straight.
And make the path straight.
I would like for you to take two or three of those confessions like that. And use them in the morning before you leave the house. They're pretty hot stuff. Get this thing birthed in your heart. Write these things, two or three of these scriptures down. You don't need a bunch of them. Just two or three of them that you like. And write those down on a little 3 or 5 card. And put it in your pocket. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Pull that out and check it and do it again. See, keep reminding yourself during the day. You need to keep the Word before you. That's the way they did in the Old Testament. I think it's better good enough in the New Testament. Praise God, praise God. You're going to bring down the enemy. That's what it says here. He will bring them down before you, your face. Listen. God's going to wipe out the enemy in this end time.
Amen.
And you know what? He is liable to make you do it.
That's right.
Praise God. There's lots of scriptures on the end time. It said the enemy will bow down at your feet.
Amen.
Not that you're God, but I mean they're just defeated, broken.
Well, the thing is, Bob, during the war, we heard the story of this soldier. His gun was completely empty, but he captured a whole platoon of enemy soldiers because they saw something else that he didn't see. Some angels sitting around on the.
You know, a couple of big angels around.
He had an empty gun, but he didn't.
In Hebrews 12:9, you have that same scripture. God is a consuming fire. Just wanted you to know that's the New Testament also. Praise God. I like this scripture, Ezekiel 24:11. I use this one every day.
Then set it empty upon the coals thereof, that the brass of it may be hot and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that the scum of it may be consumed.
Oh, did you get that? The scum of it may be consumed. I release the consuming fires of God to purge away all scum that's in the church tonight.
Amen.
Glory.
I repent. Come on, say it. I repent.
I repent.
For the sins of the church.
For the sins of the church.
And for my sin.
And for my sin.
Father, forgive us.
Father, forgive us.
Cleanse us.
Cleanse us.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I release. Your consuming fire.
To
purge away all scum.
To purge away all scum.
In my life.
In my life.
And in the church.
And in the church.
All churches.
All churches.
In Jesus' name. Now in the name of Jesus.
Now in the name of Jesus.
I repent.
I repent.
For the sins of our nation.
For the sins of our nation.
I release the consuming fires of God.
I release the consuming fires.
That will purge away all scum.
That will purge away all scum.
That's in the White House.
That's in the White House.
That's in the Congress.
That's in the Congress.
In the courts.
In the courts.
In the schools.
In the schools.
In the family.
In the family.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Now, Bob, one thing about it, that fire that you put the brass pot in is not going to consume the pot. It's going to consume the scum.
You're going to burn all of the stuff off, though, brother.
The stuff that's not supposed to be there.
Amen.
It's going to purify.
That's right. Lord.
I like that consuming fire. It purges away all scum stuff.
Uh-huh.
And turn it on yourself every once in a while. Because you don't want to be putting something in somebody else and you don't want to take it yourself. That's, you take this, but I don't want it. Well, that's not right. Now, when you're purging away all scum, you're not dealing with people. You're dealing with principles that they're doing. And God has to just remove them. That's His bit. Just remove them. I'd like to see Him make some of them real hot Christians. I mean, Holy Ghost Christians.
Amen.
I mean, fire Christians. Wouldn't that be something to have a fire president like that?
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Boniyada, Buddhiyada, Mbakaya. Lillian.
What did the man say? He said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief.
In Psalm 68:2, it says, as smoke is driven away, I want you to listen to this, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Just like wax melts before the fire, he said, the wicked will melt at the presence of God. You get close enough to God, you won't even have to tell anything about Jesus. They'll just melt down and just ask you what's going on when you get saved. The hotter you get, the more you're going to melt down that flesh. And they're going to come to Jesus. I want to walk in the presence of God like that, don't you?
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Oh, glory to God. It says, as wax melts before the fire, so the wicked will melt in the presence of God. Say it out loud, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I release. The presence of God.
The presence of God.
In our White House.
In our White House.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
To melt down all evil.
To melt down all evil.
Like wax before the fire.
Like wax before the fire.
Now, I pray that prayer most of the time every day. Now, I haven't been praying my national prayer, but I have been going that part of it. But I really want to get you convinced on this and convicted on it and start pulling down this stuff. Start using your authority that's in you and start turning our nation. Well, man, if you just got a few things changed, that would be better. Nothing wouldn't. You got a few things lifted.
Amen.
There's an awful lot of terrible things headed our way, and we ought to be blocking some of that junk.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is, you talk about God being awesome. God, He is awesome. Man, what He can do when one of His kids gets on fire.
Hallelujah.
Man, oh, He said, let me go down there and do that. He doesn't have to say that. He's already here. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Listen, I love this one. This is plenty hot. 64:2-4, Isaiah.
As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence, and the mountains float down at thy presence.
Well, honey, talk to us about that verse.
Well, it's the consuming fire. The fire causes this, the waters, things, causes things to happen. Causes the people to know that God is really moving. And the enemy comes in, is destroyed. The mountain or the problem flows down at the presence of God.
You know, he says, read again, little, and I'm going to stop you right in the middle of it.
As when the melting fire burneth.
All right, now that's the fire that causes things to melt. Boy, that is getting hot. It's going to, you know, it's not just 100 degrees. It's, what, 1,000 and 2,000 degrees. Boy, that's getting hot stuff now. Did you know that in Isaiah 30 and 26, somebody read that and see it, catch that and see if it's right? He said, in the time when the towers fall, he said, light will be seven times the light of seven days.
7 days.
Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun.
The light of the moon will be as the light of the sun.
And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, and the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. The light of God will be Seven times. That's 49 times brighter than he's ever been brighted before. 49 times hotter than he's ever been heated, than he's ever released it before. Now, if it's not that, it just settled for seven times. That's pretty good, isn't it? Says seven times, says it's light of 7 days.
But the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. Now, if we take the moon to be the church, the light of the church will be as the light of the sun right now.
Well, read verse 25 there now.
There shall be upon the high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of water in the day of the great slaughter when the powers fall.
Okay, now that goes under my river message, but that's a good one. He said, hey, in this day when everything's all gone to pieces, oh, glory to God, he said, go on up the mountain. Get up in my presence. Come into my glory. He said, there'll be rivers up there.
Amen.
That river is going to give you anything you need. The supernatural river from God, flowing out of the heart of God, says, come on up the mountain. Get closer to God is what it means. Come on into the presence of God. He said, in the day when the towers fall, you're going to need it.
Amen.
So don't be that bunch that stays back down here and gets burned and get kicked and get stomped and get killed. Glory to God. Be the hot group. Why don't you be in that first group that gets jerked out? Or the second group that just gets, they get a place hid for them. But don't be in that third one that just hangs around, just kind of, la, 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 you know, yeah, yeah. Bang, they get their head blow off. Dear Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. That was all from Revelation 12, by the way. I was talking about the man-child type thing here. If you don't agree with it, wait, it's all right. Praise God, praise God. Melting fire burneth, and the fire causes the waters to boil. I think that word water there means the water of the Word. I think the Word's going to get so hot. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You remember Jesus coming back with the sword of the Spirit? The sword in His hand? Sword of the Spirit? It's the Word of God. You know that.
Amen.
The Word of God will get so hot. Boy, you speak it. And that's all you need to do. That thing will cut like a knife. I've seen God's Word do that just under the level I walk with it. Prayed for a woman one night, had an infirmity, and she said, oh, she said, I feel like somebody down inside cutting on me. She felt that Holy Ghost knife cutting, operating on her and healing her.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that fun?
Hallelujah.
Now, what we said now, at Isaiah 30 and 26, he said, seven times the light of 7 days, 49 times brighter than it ever has been before. Now, if that's natural, then that's the end of the world. I mean, it's this old world's going to wipe up if that's natural.
Even just seven times brighter and she's gone.
She couldn't handle it, see. But if that's spiritual, boy, there's some devil stuff going to melt.
Yeah.
Now notice, these two verses, both, the first 30 is when the towers fall. That's when all these things will start crumbling.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's not churches. It's thinking devil's towers starting to fall. The world system is going to fall. Now, the next verse then, when he goes talking about that light, 49 times brighter or 7 times brighter than it's ever been, he said, when I heal the breach, it's come, honey, what does that mean, heal the breach that's been against my children?
Well, the problems that they it's when they've been separated from God. But when he brings them back to God, that could be dealing with the Jewish people as a whole. Or it could be with Christians that are just not walking where they ought to be.
Read the last part of 30:26 again. Just the last part.
As the light of 7 days. In that day that the Lord bindeth up the breach. Bindeth the breach of His people.
Of His people.
And healeth the stroke of their wound.
See, we've been wounded. The devil's made fun of us. The news media's made fun of us. The whole world system's made fun of us. God said, I'm going to heal it. I'm going to bind up their wounds. And they're going to start reigning as God in this earth. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I don't know what they got going over there.
Bob, this is the Amplified. It says, heals their wounds inflicted by Him because of their sin.
It will make a difference how it comes.
And it would be the same thing we've been saying all the time.
You know, God,
does wound us. When
God's people are messed up. And why are you messed up? God's laws are at work. Just like when I fell off that ladder, when I was cutting that tree limb. God says that it'd be cheaper to hire it done.
It sure would have been.
As I went up that ladder, he said it'd be cheaper to hire it done. Well, I got up there and that tree limb came around and slapped that ladder and turned me around the other side. Praise God. And I've been praying and seeking God and loving God and praying 5 or 6 hours a day. But you see, I still didn't do what God said do. You can do all the things you want to. If you don't obey God, you aren't worth much. Are you out there?
Amen.
Say it, I'm going to learn to obey God.
I'm going to learn to obey God.
Listen, when God tells you to do something, do it.
Amen.
I want all of you to say, I'm a big giver.
I'm a big giver.
I love to give love.
I love to give love.
I love to give smiles.
I love to give smiles.
Hallelujah. I love to give money.
I love to give money.
Mm-hmm. You know, Brother Glenn, you gave Lillian a $100 check over there at when we was at that convention, in Jack's convention. You remember that? Anyway, Lillian, that thing really cost me. That thing cost me another $100. He gave me, which she did, they took an offering over there for me. I just got up and spoke and they took an offering for me. And the people was really in the giving spirit because the Spirit of God was moving in me. And they gave me this offering, and I think the offering was around $600, $700. For that small group, that was very good. And so God said I should multiply it by 3 and give it back to Him. You understand? So I told Lily that. Well, she multiplied all the...
I included that $100 check.
That $100 check, and somebody else had given her something. So I had to pay for that double. Don't ever give Lillian any money like that. She just added it all into the thing. But anyway, bless Jack, he got around $1,800, I think. Praise God. Said, I'm a good giver.
I'm a good giver.
I like to shell out $1,000. I wish I had it. Some of you do, you rascals. Praise God. You do what you're supposed to do. You just do what you're supposed to do and you'll be all right. If you'll just keep saying, I love to give. I love to give. I love to give. You know, sometime back I was reading a letter from a friend of ours overseas. She got a ministry I don't even really like too well. You know, I'm not really sold on what she's doing. I think I knew God was with her, but I didn't really get sold on that type of thing. And I was reading what she's doing. And God says, send her $1,000. Well, shoot, I don't even believe in this stuff, Lord. Praise God. You know what? We sent her $1,000. Praise God. You know, our next meeting out, we went over to a little black church, and we preached there 4 days, and they gave us $5,000. See, God messes. You mess around and give to a poor person. God goes, wacky.
And when he starts figuring interest, his computer is all fouled up.
He said, when you give something to a poor person, you're loaning it to God.
That's right.
And what you give, he will return.
He will repay. I know I gave one time to a preacher. I said, Lord, send me somebody. This is back in 63. I said, send me some preacher. It was 65, excuse me. Send me a preacher, not a preacher, but a person that really needs a Christmas gift. It was right before Christmas. Send me somebody that really needs, and he sent me a backslidden preacher.
I mean, this guy had just, he had been a car salesman, and he just left the car salesman business to become a preacher.
Well, you know,
yeah.
God told me to give him $100, and the fellow that brought him, I gave him 20, I think. $120, that's a lot of money for me. In the 60s, I was just getting started. Are you all out there? But you know what? I gave it to him. Well, 3 days later, a lawyer from there in town said, you know, I was checking my books and found out I owe God $300. So here it is.
And about the same time that Bob was writing his check, that lawyer was writing his.
Yeah, because, you know, in town, it's going to take a couple, 3 days to get there. And next year, at the same time, you send another $300.
And the next year, he sent a check for $500.
Yeah, and the next, it finally got up to $750. I mean, this stuff kept coming in. And then he kind of got off into the discipleship type thing, and he quit sending to us.
But honestly,
he's a good guy, though.
The $120, $125, whatever we gave that Christmas, turned out to be about a $2,000 return.
And you know that guy we gave to? He turned around and gave me $500 about a year later. Isn't this a mess? Well, his name's Randy Wright. He's still preaching.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
And he was so far off. He and Bob went looking for a car for our daughter the next day. And Bob spent all day telling him about salvation. Running over salvation. To make him sure. God's love
for him. I want to quit now, but let me read the scripture to you. Goodness, goodness. Fire anointing coming alive.
In Malachi 4, 1 through 3, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, as proud and wickedly are together, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. That it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Ye shall tread down the wicked.
That means you're getting good and fat.
You shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet.
Now notice, you are going to tread down the wicked in this day. And it won't be treading down people like I'll stomp and kill them with a gun. It's going to be treading down with faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They're going to melt and give their hearts to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You.
And the demon
yeah.
And the demon forces.
Yeah, whole works. You are the one that's going to tread them down. You are going to tread them down, not Jesus. Jesus in you will do it, of course. But I mean, Jesus not personally coming back to do it. Now, he'll get back sooner or later, but right now, he's going to let you do it. Said, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Read another. Read on. This will be the last verse.
And
now.
Ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be as ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts.
Keep reading.
You know what that word host means? There it is right up there.
Army.
That means the God of armies, the God of battles.
Yeah, bet. Praise God. And he's the God of hosts right now in us. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, he said, must have been right before that. We're talking about the Elijah anointing before this terrible day. And the Elijah anointing.
Is it verse 5?
Now, yeah, send that one. Read that one.
Behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord.
Now,
he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Now, this Elijah anointing, of course, started with John the Baptist. Jesus said, Elijah, John is Elijah. He said he's already come, so he's talking about Elijah, John. Now, Jesus is the real Elijah. So this Elijah anointing didn't just stop there. He said, the purpose of the Elijah anointing is it will bring down the mountains and make everything smooth. Well, everything isn't smooth yet. The Elijah anointing is still in you, and it's going to come alive hotter than it's ever been. There'll be prophets that'll prophesy much more powerful than Elijah or Elisha, and they'll have many more miracles. Jesus Christ, the real prophet, is in them prophesying. Full blast. Now, Christ was with them doing it too. Saying there's no two gods. Old and New Testament are all the same. But in the New Testament, it's hotter.
Amen.
Praise God.
Matthew 11:11, of them born of women, there's never risen a greater than John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John.
Give me a drink, honey.
That's us.
Well, I've enjoyed preaching to you tonight. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. For all of you tickled about Jesus?
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now tonight, I'm going to lay my hands on you. And I'm going to release fire anointing on you. And I don't care if you feel it or don't feel it. I don't care if your belly gets hot and your chest gets hot and your hands get hot or if they don't get hot. I want you to accept it and walk in it.
Yes, yes.
Don't care if you get knocked down or stand up. You receive it. Some people are hard-headed and don't receive as easy as others. So I'll tell you what, every one of us start bringing in the anointing right now. Start bringing in the anointing. Come on. Start pulling the anointing in. See, the river of God's right here. The river of fire is right here. We pull this anointing in. We pull this anointing in. We pull in this anointing. This fire anointing. We pull it in. See, we already got it, but we're pulling it in. A fresh shot from heaven. See, this is what you call jump starting. Praise God. Coming out of God's hot battery into you. Jump starting your automobile here. Glory to God. Calling in. Father, we're pulling it in. Tell the Lord. Father, we're pulling it in. We're pulling in this fire anointing. We're pulling it in. Pulling it in. Pulling it in. Come on down here, Bruce. Oh, this is a character here. Praise God. Isn't he a nice guy? Praise God, praise God. He's a preacher. He's a Paul man, tent maker. Praise God, praise God. Sometimes he's an apostle and sometimes he isn't. Sometimes he's a mechanic.
Sometimes a prophet, sometimes a lost.
Sometimes a what? A prophet and what?
A lost.
Oh, I don't get the I lost stuff. Praise God.
L-O-S-S.
Oh, I lost. Prophet and lost. Praise God. He's not a loser. He's not operating in the loss.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord, it makes me rich. Ta-da, ta-da. The blessing of the Lord, it makes me rich. La, 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 la. I meditated, I bet you 1,000 hours on that scripture. Come on, I'll cause those that love me to inherit things. And I'll fill their bank account. Just say it. I will inherit things. And God will fill my bank account. God can do anything for you. There was a little girl that was picked up by a fellow from Australia. He went to some other town, other nation, and picked up a girl and brought her home and just lived with her as sort of like wife, but just his girlfriend. And so after about a year or so, he got tired of her and he gave the taxi cab $10. Said, "Take her, throw her out, do anything you want to. I don't want to see her again." The poor old taxi cab driver had that girl. He had his fare. So he just took her to a... Where'd he take her, honey?
Took her to a nunnery. A Holy Ghost nunnery.
Praise God. Yeah, but those Catholic sisters had the Holy Ghost and they led her to Christ.
Amen.
And taught her a little bit. And finally she got a government housing thing that got deals like we got here. And she got a house and she started going around serving people. She was really on fire for God. And she got in this old man's house. I know he's around 80 years old. But, praise God. Not, 80 years old doesn't mean you're old. This fellow apparently was an old man. And after a while, she just come over and clean his house and do everything, kind of like you working on those cars and things, see? And listen to me. Praise God. One day that guy says, "I want you to marry me." Now this old man, she's 35 years old maybe, 25, said, "No, you're too old for me." And he kept asking her day after day, you know, whenever she'd come back, "No, you're too old for me." Well, one day he said, "All right, come with me down here and we'll see the lawyer." He took her down here and down to the lawyer and made her the heir of everything he had. And he had over $1 million. Praise God, praise God. You know what God's liable to do to you. Are you hearing me?
Yeah. Talking to me, right?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I've got my arm right there.
Anybody else that wants to claim it?
Because those that love me to inherit substance.
Amen.
I will inherit things. Glory to God. I will inherit things. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I will. I will. I will. I will inherit things, and God will fill my bank account. You know, we had a girl in, it was Arkansas, by the way, but it was in Benton. I believe that's where it was.
In Benton.
Back here about 65. She said she was, I was giving that scripture. She started confessing that, and she ended up with $300 in her bank. I don't know if some Christian heard her saying that or what, but the bank gave her her deal, and it was $300. She said, no, that's not right. I don't have any money. And she was already confessing she had $300. She had $300. That's what she's confessing, $300 in her bank. And the bank said, well, it's here. Somebody send it in. It's yours. Praise God. She never did know where that came from. Go on and say it out loud. He fills my bank account.
He fills my bank account.
Yeah. Draw near to God, see. Draw near to God, and He'll make sure that you die of poverty. No. You're gonna,
no.
Glory to God, you're gonna get the victory, glory to God.
Yes, amen.
No, I'm serious on that now. I've spent hours before God meditating on that. Man, you need to meditate on stuff like that if you're gonna travel in the field. Praise God, praise God, now, praise God.
One of the verses that he was using so much when we first started traveling was, Abraham was rich, cattle, silver, and gold. And he didn't negate the cattle. We ended up with some Rhema cows.
I gave those cows away, and you know the guy gave them back to me? Praise God, praise God. Said, I inherit cows.
I inherit cows. Got a chicken for that one time.
Yeah.
You'd rather have the chickens?
No,
than
I got some chickens one time.
Kuria bakaria soto kore bakasakaya. Kuria bakasakaria tokoya. Kuria bakasakaya. You know, brother, you just undersell yourself. I see you pulling out of your pocket a little old pistol. I mean, it's just one of those little short lady type pistols. Ping, ping, ping. You need to look at that thing. God says, I made a man out of you. I made a conqueror out of you. I made a king out of you.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to take your authority and walk with it.
Amen.
Let the light of God come into your heart and change your whole attitude towards yourself and towards the whole ministry that I've given to you to do. Kutiyambon takaya koriandong shikalaharo tokoya koreta kenia koya koriasangaya undekasikaya. I don't know why I'm seeing this old license plate on the back. It just looked like an old dirty license plate. And, you know, a license plate can get dirty. Probably mine is, too. But
it's only clean part of my truck.
Anyway, that old dirty license plate. And then there's behind that some old rags and stuff. I don't know whether that's dealing with a pile of junk you drive or Praise God. Are you driving a pile of junk?
Yep.
I confess he's going to give him a new pile of junk.
No junk.
Yeah, no. Well, it's got a lot of
collecting junk.
You'd be surprised what they give you now for a lot of money. Come on, he's coming in.
Glory, glory,
coming
glory,
in.
Glory.
Coming in.
Thank you.
A new vehicle.
Yeah.
A good vehicle.
Yeah. No junk.
No junk.
You got one you want to give him? Hallelujah. Boy, I'm closing my ears to that. Don't talk to me, Lord. Who said that out there? Now, brother. Come up here, sister. Come up here. Mildred, get that anointing oil out. We're going to lay that oil on this guy.
You can sit there, you can stand there.
Mm. Well, I'll kind
of. The Lord had told me this, you know, when you anointed the baby.
Yeah.
And you first.
Go to it.
Yes.
Glory to God.
It's the anointing God. Oil of the kingdom of God. And this is anointing oil.
Uh-huh.
And the blessings to follow is greater than Abraham's blessings, because this is the blessings of the Lord God Almighty and the kingdom of God. It's greater than the Abraham blessings.
Oh, yeah.
And also, this is for your flesh. When we get our minds, and this mind is going to be changed, and you can find out that fire has purified your flesh first.
That's going to happen.
And that makes your flesh holy. Yes, it's the fire is holy.
Sure.
If the word's holy and the fire is holy, then the vessel that's coming out of has to be holy too, saith the Lord.
Sure it does.
So I'm making you holy,
yeah,
saith God, in the anointing of the kingdom of God. This is a kingdom. You're the kingdom.
Sure we are.
The king reigns in you.
It does.
A kingdom is a place where the king reigns.
He lives here.
So he's reigning in you, making you the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
That's why the fire is there.
Absolutely.
The holiness is there.
Absolutely.
The righteousness of God is there.
Yeah.
And peace is there. And joy is there. And love is there.
Praise God.
And long-suffering is there.
Yeah.
And patience. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Praise God.
And the fear is gone.
Yeah, amen.
Because you know you're the kingdom, and the king's remaining in the kingdom.
Amen. Praise God. I agree with you.
That's
all good work, kid.
And this is a man's kingdom, too. Because the kingdom of God is in man. The dwelling place of God is in man.
Yeah, it is.
That's the habitation of God
praise
in his
God,
kingdom.
Praise God.
And so you have... The same comes to you in your faithfulness to God and in your traveling and in your trials and testings. And this is going to heal your body too.
Amen.
And this is going to change yours. You know, God, Jesus died for the whole man. He didn't just die for my leg. He didn't just die for my arm. But he died for my whole
praise
body.
Praise God.
My whole being.
Praise God.
Now he's come in. But you still don't know who he is.
No, I'm
not
the full revelation.
Who he is. He never was the Adam man. He was always God. He was always the Son of God. And when that seed come down in the Virgin Mary, the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. All God was in that seed.
Oh, yeah.
And now that same seed come in you.
Absolutely. And you.
And you. And in that seed is all of this.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
But till you accept it, you won't have it.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, amen. We don't accept it. You see, we stand in the way. This kingdom would have been set up in the glory of God and the knowledge and wonder of God covering the earth like the waters cover the sea if God's people would begin to seek God and know God. And when somebody had a revelation, don't turn your ears down and don't shut them away from you. Find out if it's God. Search the scripture and listen. See if it's God. You give us a word tonight of what we are. And I accept it because I know that. And I know that the fire of God can't come in out of flesh. And we're not the flesh of the fallen man. We're the flesh of the Son of God. Flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone.
I go for that. Go ahead, honey. Hold on to my pants. All right. Appreciate that, Mildred. Yeah, hey, fix her up. Fix him up. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. I release that. Come up here, brother. I release that fire anointing on you here. We got somebody behind you. Don't fall unless you do. The Spirit knocks you down, though. Fire! Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Well, you took it. You took it.
Hey, glory.
Praise God,
thank
praise
you.
God. Stand thank up here.
You.
Stay up here.
Thank you.
Come
thank
here, brother.
Thank you.
You want that fire anointing?
Amen.
Stand behind him. Yes! In Jesus' name. Fix him up, God. Praise God, praise God. Come up here, brother. David, You want that fire anointing?
Yes, I do.
You already got it.
Thank
We're
you,
just praying
Jesus.
You, praying to stir it up more.
Release it.
Take it in Jesus' name. Fire burn in him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You can just stay up here. Praise God, praise God. Come on, you two.
Thank you.
We got to lay our hands on you too, Mildred.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's a fire of God burning in you like it's never burned before. Yes, in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Mildred, like never before. Kepo ri tanga la kuri takaha. Kuria taka lohupa kalaka sikaya. Oribakaya. Lord, refine this ministry down to even a sharper, more perfect realm. Take it in Jesus' name. Praise
yes.
God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Okay, now, give me those three people right here. Behind you. The, yeah, both of those seats. Come on up here.
In the next row and you, brother.
Come on, run down here real quick.
Yes.
Come down here. Are you worthy of a fire anointing?
Amen.
Take it in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God. Gloria Bakasakaya. Let that fire burn in you, honey. Gloria Takarabukoya. Lay your hands on him again. Fire! Man, where'd you get such big arms? Glory to God. Praise God, praise God. Okay, give me these four people right here. Praise God, praise God. Take it in Jesus' name. May the fire of God burn in you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come over around here. Just stand up to one side here. Praise God. Jesus! Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Yes! In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.